We're continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are on Shah Berudim Perek Beis Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis in the old edition, and in Matot Midvash it's on Reish Lamed Zayin. Okay, let me be magdim a little bit. This perek is a very heavy perek, also a very difficult perek. But again, we're only here to learn Pashut Pshat, not more than that, just to get simple translation. Obviously, there's a lot of depth in all everything in all these writings of the Kitav Arizal, this perek especially. And on top of that, there's this whopping machlek between the Mefarshim, exactly what's the Nekuda Shabo, and without getting into too many details, it's a bit complicated. Akopani, so what we're going to do, we're going to get Pashut Pshat, translate the words, that's what we always do. And the Hashem will have a mahalich, and as well, nitoise to this, it's going to help us a lot for the kavanas. This is going to spell out the basic mahalchim in Aliyas Man, and the Maisa Biru, and we spoke about in our Shu'urim on the kavanas. So that's going to help us a lot. The basics are already spelled out over here. Okay, so to get back into things, we're on the Shah Berudim, which is the Shah Tikkun. Because we went through a tikufa, we saw that the oras came out from the ak, from the peh, the ak. We saw the oilam abba kudim developed, then the world of nikudim that came out from the naim, the ak, and then finally, and in the world of nikudim we had the shvir, the zayin malachim, and now we're in the Shah, the time of the world of building, right? Which is an Etz Chaim, actually it's called Shah Tikkun, that it's time for Tikkun, meaning that instead of having the Zayin Malachim or Zah, the Chat Samcha, one under the other, trying to each one to take the light, now each one will be in the right Kavim, in order to have a Mitzkela, in order to have a scale, a balance, that will allow us to move forward into developing the world of Atzilus. Now, that's very important. That all this is just Tafkid. It's not another world, a different world. These are three developments in the world of Atzilus, which is the Tafkid of us, the Bnei Yisrael, because we're our shakas are always in the world of Atzilus. Okay, so here we go. Perek Beis. And we'll try to finish the. We'll finish off the parrot. V'hine, Ali de'aliyas mayim nukvim ha'niska. Shehem ha'orot ha'niskarim. Right? Just to remind you, in the last parrot, we spoke about the Zayim Malachim now. They fell into Bia, the Kalim fell into Bia, the Orots fell into Tachtir, or the Karkois of Atzilus, all the way down to Atzilus. Now they're going back up, they're moving into different stages, they're moving back into Bina, and then they move all the way up to what we call the Ab Sag Da'ag, that we know the Ag, the Pnimis of Ag, the Neshom of Ag is made of Ab Sag Ma'uben, or the Ab and Sag, a call upon him, according to one Shita, and this Aliyah of the Zayin Melochim, which are called the oils in the Kedem, are going to go all the way up into the Ab Sag Du'a Zivug over there, that's going to be Golem Azivug Ab Sag Da'ag, and then is going to come a new Bechina, which is going to be called the Ma Chadash. And that Ma Chadash is going to do the tikkun for us. So let's see that again. V'hine, Ali de'aliyas ma'im nukvim, ha'niskarim, which are the Zayin Malachim, Shem ha'orat ha'niskarim, nizdavgu b'chines havaya de'ab, the Yudim, asher koleles b'chines muchim shel Adam Kadmon. Because Ab is where the Chochma is in the Adam Kadmon, so that's part of the muchim, the moach of Adam Kadmon. And it's zivug between the Ab and in bechinas atamim shel sag shehem ozem chotem peh niskarim le'el, because we know that ozem chotem peh are all derivative of the oil of sag. So it's a zivug between Ab and the oils of sag. V'lachein hem yizdavgu yachav bechinas Ab shel Adam Kadmon. And therefore they make a zivug, the sag goes up to the Ab and makes a zivug over there, and therefore there's a tikkun in the sag, not the Ab. V'ein ha'kavono al orot yotzi mehever ha'achav. We're not talking about, even though we mentioned the achav, and we primarily associate the orot ha'achav from what comes out from ak. No, but we're talking about the penimius. Remember, whatever goes out is always in as well. So we spoke about the olam of the achav, which is the tzoynius, the or which comes out from the af. Ozen Chodin Pe, but actually the zivug that we're referring to in this paragraph is talking about the panemius of Af, Achav. We're talking about the zivug happening with the panemius of Sag, with the panemius of Ak, of Ab. Remember, Absag the Ma, these are all Shemus. All of these are Shemus. Therefore, the new Bechina is going to be created over here. New Bechina called Ma Da Alofim, which is Yud Vav Dalit, K Aleph. Yud Vav Aleph Vav Ke Aleph. So that's the new Bechina which is going to come out. Shaila, is it really new or is it just being Mechadish now? So the Machlok is in the Mefarshim here. Poshub Shat is the literal word is Mechadish. There's a Haloda now. There's a Zivug and a Haloda new. I mean, but I think most of the Mefarshim Taka learn, Mechad Yafishah learns that Taka was always there. So why is it, like we know, the Adam Kadmon, Lamoshel, there was an Ab Sag Ma Uben, so the Ma was already there. So why is it called Chodesh Zukta Yafishah? Because it's coming out for the first time. We know the Ab and Sag went out from the Ab, came out from the Enayim, Sag from all different places, and the Achav. So this is coming out for the first time. That's why it's called Ma Chodesh. But it's not really Chodesh. V'gam who? Now that we're talking about the Shem Ma, we're going to focus on the Shem Ma. Who nechalik le'alba b'chinas tanta hakolim kol olam atzilus. Now I told you before that we're focusing on in this parak the tikkun of atzilus, right? Because all these worlds was coming out, akudim, nekudim, b'hudim, these are all b'chinas of atzilus, and all little by little are coming to the final tikkun of atzilus. And the ma'chadosh is going to do the makapatish as you mistak in the world of atzilus. Now ma'chadosh, you can mechalik the ma'chadosh in different erechim. You can mechalik the ma chodesh lemosho, let's say in tanta, four different bechinas, tamim, nikudos, tagim, oysters, or you can mechalik it in a different bechina, in patsufim. Atik, al champin, abba, ve'ima, zun, there's also four different bechinas. Doesn't matter, really matter how. But well, let's see, well, the Rav here, the Ariza, is going to mechalik them in both erechim. He's going to be mash for them for us. So again, v'gam hu nichlag le'alba b'chinos tanta kolelim kol olam atzilus. Shekava yadata shehatzilus nichalik le'kama cholokim. So he jumps from the erech of tanta and he's going to jump to a different erech called partzufin. V'hem atik arachapin, that's two. Alba v'ima, that's three. V'zeapin v'nukve, that's four. Now he's going to be mashed with the two erechim. V'hine atamim dema hem b'chinos atik. Anekudos dema hem arich, vatagim dema hem abavima, vaoisios dema hem zun. Kemosh is by the cup. The reason why he's doing this is because we're going to have to misaken each chelik of atzilos, the atik chelik, the achampin, or call it the tamim, the kudos. All these bechina, these four different bechinas, we're going to have to misaken. Okay, now different the kudos. We're going to speak the Ab Sag, the Sag the Sag, and the Mother Sag. Mehine, Metzias Shem Ma the Alofim, Yotzer Mina Metzar the Adam Kadmon. Right? We know that the Ab came out from the Kakafta, the Sag came out from the Achav, the Ma is going to come out from the Metzar. From the Metzar. The Kavan is now, we have to find what's the Teva, the Chalal of this old Ma. Kavan is by Le'ev, Ki Advorim Aholchim B'Madrega. There's different madrigas here. Ki ha'ozen mumu'at ha'hevel ha'yotzim imenu yosem ha'yotzim ha'choysem. Va'hevel ha'choysem mumu'at min ha'hevel ha'peh omam b'zeh nishtabu shloshtam ma'alim ma'alim hevel. Right, when we speak about achav, the all which is coming out from the choytim, from the oznayim, from the chotim peh, all of them are b'chines hevel. Some more, some less. The pit is more hevel than the ozen, and from the chotim, and the chotim has more hevel than the oznayim. But bekitzur, all of them are in the parsha of hevel. The Pasha of Hevel is Dafka by the words of Achav. By the words of Achav. The Ainu. The oil which is coming out, right? We have the oil sag. In the sag, we're talking the highest bechilin is Abdi sag. And in the Abdi sag, you have sag, Abdi sag, you have ma, Abdi sag, and you have ben Abdi sag. That refers to the oil which is coming out from those naim, from the chotem, from the peh. Now, we know that oil by itself is pure energy, pure electricity. Now, what happens to if you try to miyachet, or try to touch electricity? You die. That's all. All the oil that we speak about over here, it's not usable. It's too high for us. So in order for us to be able to be nene from the oil, we have to medlavish it in a keli. When we speak about the oils of Achav, we have to medlavish it in a keli called Hevel. That's the part of Hevel that applies to Achav. The Hevel gives a psa, a bechina to it, a covering, a levush to it, that you'll be able to see it, bechlal. Now you can't even detect it, bechlal.
What is it?
Hevel, Hevel is levush. Hevel is levush.
What is it?
Hevel? Hevel is what you have in your mouth. Hevel. Right? Right? What comes out from your nose, hevel, air, breathe, air, you know, it's a type of, it's a double gashmi, betzim. Onfang shayigulim, already there are gods over there. Even the avir is a creation. We take it for granted, the air. It's a creation. It's a zach. It's not all. Right? So therefore, the all is mitlavish in this keli called hevel. Now, that's all legabe achav. Now, what about the other bechinas? Aval ayin ein bo hevel ele histaklus belvad. Now, this is a different parsha. Tam shino hazehu lifi sheshlosha hem bechinas tamim. Ach ayin hu bechinas likudus desai shu lematim bemadreyas tamim. When you move down to the sag desai, that was all ab desai. Those are the three olamas achav. Now, when you work downwards, to the Oz and Naim, again, don't get confused. We're not talking about the Atzmius Oz now. We're talking about the Bechinas that came mitibul the Ak and came all the way back into the Pinimus Ak outside the eyes, right? That's a lower Bechina. That's called the Sag Disag. We spoke about the Abdisag. Now, the Sag Disag, what's the Levush for Sag Disag? That's his Stalkus. That's a bechina called histaklus. That's its bechina. It has no hevel whatsoever. And then finally, the final madrega is what we call the madisag. Vuhu vehine o shema chodesh. This is what we're going to get to. What's the tivu of the mother chodesh? Hazeh yotzi min ha-metzach. It comes out, final o comes out from the metzach. Hu achron mikulam. ולכן אין בו לא בחינס הבל כמו השלושה ולא בחינס הסתכלוס כמו נקוד זניים. Doesn't have those. ואין בו רק בחינס האורה. This is a different מציאות בכלל. The way you מגלה החודש is the way it comes out is בדרך האורה. וזו שנזכה תמיד בספר זוהר בעידה רבה לעידה זוטה. And they say קד מצחה התגליה. This is the way the mitzvah is megal by ha'ora. Ein bo rak gilo ha'ora belvad. Only ha'ora belvad. Yeah. Okay, that answers a few kashas. Okay, so let's go by it. Now, what we mean by ma'chodesh, you have to understand that that's, again, let's get our focus over here. You have the Av, and lower than that, then you have the Sag, and then you have something called the Ma Chodesh. Ma Chodesh, there was an Aliyah, right? Maim Nukvin, that means there was an Aliyah from down and Ak, Tachas Tibon, and went all the way up. Right? The Shari is now, who brought it up? How did it get up there? How did it get out from Tachas Tibon, the Ak, all the way out through his forehead? גם בזה, גם זו שאמרנו בזוהר, בכמה מקומות, it's a famous line in the Zohar, קד סלג ברוסה לנברא אלמא דאצילוס. But that, it came up in the rotzen of the Eibshter, לנברא, to create the world of Atzilus. לנברא אלמא. Pirush ki a mitzach harotzon elyon shel adam kadam. That we know that the mitzvah is keneged the rotzen, right? It's keneged the chokhmah bina, it's keneged the that mokum in ak. Salig berusa limivra alma datzon.
What's kakavta is? If mitzach is rotzen, so what is above rotzen?
Sorry?
What is above rotzen?
What's above rotzen?
Yeah, because mitzach is here and kakavta is higher.
Yeah.
So what is it?
What is it? It's a chelik. It's a chelik. It's a high bechin is of av.
Rotzen as well.
No, the rotzen is more where the brain is. This is the ikar part of the brain. It's not where the metzach is. That's where the zivuk habit is outside the ak. The gegalta is a different bechin. Yeah. You have the bechinas. You have other bechinas. The mukhin stimo and there's other bechinas over there as well. But we're not speaking about that.
Yeah, but when you say ki metzach haratzen elyon, we speak about keter or about chabad.
What's on the chabad? Yeah. But actually, kachab.
Okay.
Yeah. Salik berusa limivra olam hatzilos. That's where it came out from. This rotzen, it came out from the absag. It came out absag bechina of silik berusa. Came up in this rotzen. That's what we call aliyas man. Ali de o ma chodesh hayotzi mimenu. That's how the world was built. Asher al yodo nitken kol olam atzilu kemo shibar bezat hashem v'nimtza ki pirush rusa the rava, here was rava the rava, this who said that metzar rotzon iska ki targum rotzon is rava. Okay, so again, to summarize, how was the world of atzilus mesukan? What gave the makapatish to mesakan the world of atzilus? Then how ben alidem machadish? Ad Malchadish is all the way down there. That Tzivus is higher up. Teretz is. No, that's not really the cash. The cash is what got. We know that the Malchadish came up from the rot, from the Metzach. How did it get up there? Teretz is. It's the Salibirusa. It was the Rotzen Daki that made it go all the way up. Okay, now. Hine, lefish bechinas ab hu rosh adam kadmon. Shehem bechinas, they are bechinas mochim. Remember, this is a crucial musagim here that we'll see this in the Kavanas as well. The mochim, we use this word the mochim, right? That's already in the absag. It's already in the rosh deak. Omekomam hu bepnimim kenegin mochim ametzach. Sham nizdavga mochim shehem bechinas ab. Sort of repeating yourself. Shehem achav atamim shel asag. Shehem, which means ab the sag. Shehem limata min amuchim besof arosh. Right, because we know that sag is lower than ab. Lachein merov o shiyesh sham bezeh ametzach al idei hazivug keniska yotze zeh o chadash mimenu velemata. Shohu Shem Chodesh. So what happened is that the Ab the Sag went up to the Ab made a zivug and there was an influx of oil and that created a zivug between them and that created that this Mal Chodesh that came out from the Metzach and came all the way down. Yeah. Again, there's two ways to learn. Either you can learn Taki the Ma the Chodesh Taki like we're learning. Like we said earlier, it's coming from Ilmat Ilmat. Or you can learn Pshutik HaMashmah that the Ma'a Chadosh was taken created out of the Zivuk Yesh Me'ayin, and therefore it came out from the Metzah. Yeah. But one thing is clear that the Ma'a Chadosh, when it comes out from the Metzah of Ak, it's only Megali itself, only Tibo Lemata. We're working with the world of Atzilus. Where is the world of Atzilus? Klapi Ak. This is Gantza Ak, right? It comes out from the Metzach. It's only Mitibo Lemata. That's what's Nogeta us. We never know anything about it happening above the Tibo Ak. So the Ma'a Chodesh, even though it comes out, we don't see the Bechla coming out because it's already in the Orlas of Achav. Achav a much greater oil, so it's Botol Mavutol to the oils of Achav, and only when it comes Mitu Balabata, then it comes B'Shem. Right. Now, V'hine, Kashe Yotza Ze'or Chodesh Shel Ma'alafim, Now, when ma lofim, that's the ma chadash, lofim reason because the ma is spelled with a lot of aleph, that's why it's called the Hawaii of ma is spelled with a lot of aleph, that's why it's called ma lofim. Birer mina nukudos shel sag. Ashebahem haida shvira. Now, this is a very important musak over here, which he's mentioning over here, is biur. Right, remember we speak about this in the shurim of the kavanas. Biur is a central theme in the kavanas, and all Kabbalah, and all the avodah zarah is actually built on this musik. So the musik called biur. Now, what's biur? Pshutik amashmo biur, as we know in Hilchos Shabbos, is borer. What do you mevarer? What do you mevarer? You mevarer the from the good from the bad, or from the bad from the good. You have to separate these two bechinas. What am I speaking about? When the Zayin Malachim broke, before even they broke, there was already sigim. There were already sigim. That's in fact one of the sigim's why they broke, because they weren't completely pure. They were kivyachol. There was some type of sigim. This is Loshon HaRizal in the Zayin Malachim. And they needed to be purified. So there had to be a destruction, and they fell into Bia. The whole tafkid now of the tikkun is to uplift and to rebuild this matzah of the Zayin Tachtonim, the Zayin Malachim, or the Zah, whatever you want to call it, to bring it back into Atzilus and bring back the Oz back in its makom. That's the tafkid. Now, the way you do it, you have to separate, bring up the good bechinas, the holy bechinas, and leave down the sigim, leave down the chitzonis chelik. It's sort of cracking it up. You leave the shell and you take what's good and you bring it back, and that's going to mesaken the situation that was once upon a time. Now that's called musig of biur mina nikudus shel sag, because the shvir happened in the nikudus shel sag. Ashebehem haita shvira. Is that clear? You want me to repeat? Now another musik is yes, clear. Now mashi yochel levar mehem. Now what does this mean? Now, this is very important lashon over here. He goes. This is where we start this line again. V'hine kasher yotze ze'or chadash shem ma'alofin. Birer, the tafkid of the Ma'al Chodesh was what? To birer min ha'nukudah shel ha'sag asher behem ha'ita ha'shvira. That was his tafkid, to go to Mevar, take out the Torah ma'psoilis, and bring it back into the world of Atzilus. And then he adds in, ma sheyochel levar mehem. It did what it could possibly do. Now what does that mean, it did what it could possibly do? Mashma didn't do a very good job. Right? That's mashma, they only did a mixus job. I should take the back. No, it did what it was supposed to do, but it didn't do a complete job. Now, what does that mean? Now, I want to read you a Kerem Shlomo, which is crucial to understand. It's very important Kerem Shlomo. So, Kerem Shlomo over here, he's on Etz Chaim. So, Etz Chaim Shar Yud Perek Beis Medul Tinyana in Ois Dalet. At the beginning of Ois Dalet, he says as follows: V'hine. Kasha Yotze then he goes speaks of Mahadina. What is going on is again on this line, the Mashi Yochalevar. What does he mean by Mashi Yochalevar? Shemashma ki lo kulam nitkenu. The tafkid of the Ma'achadosh was what? To mesakin the Be'urim, right? The Zayin Malachim. So why didn't he finish the job? So Zokta Mitne, Sheposhut Me'ilo Malachim the Ben Shenitzlu B'tchilas Atzilosam. Now you have to understand what broke over here. We said the Zayin Malachim. That's really overgeneralizing. What we mean over here is that the bechinas of only the malchios of the Zayin Malachim, only the smallest of the smallest bechina actually broke. What we call that ben, the ben which is usually the malchios, is the same lashon. After pi she'elu hayu b'chinas malchio shel kol sfiros shel meshech kol ashisha alfi shana dehavala. Now what broke was so tremendous, even though it's only the malchios of only the Zayin Malachim, the malchios, that means the lowest b'china. Each Zayin Malachim has 10 spheres, and we're talking about only the last sphere of each category broke, and it's going to take us how long to mesaken that? 6,000 years. That's just the malchios. It's going to take us 6,000 years.
Why is it called Zayin Malachim then?
Why is it called Zayin Malachim? Da steht in den Parshas Vayishlach.
But if it's read the Malchus of one of them.
But it's a chilek. It's a chilek. It's a chilek of the Zayin Malachim.
As a unit.
Yeah, but it's the Malchus, right? What broke? The Malchus of it broke. That's the Zayin Malachim. The Malchus of it. And he says this, the kol chilek me'ilu yesh lo zman katsuv me'imata yegi zman kidei letakin. Each part of every nitzot that fell, there was millions and trillions and billions, enough to keep us busy for another 6,000 years. Each one has his time to misakin. Ube'oys zman azay yosashio echad mishem ma'achavish. Can again, oys achilik zeshem ben asher higio zman litikun. Umevar oys abiu ahroi lo. Umechabro imo mitakin. Ubelchem zman ma'is bereishit. Who we're talking about ma'is bereishit, right? Moshe. Ma'is bereishit comes along. The Eibush makes a mess and makes the Aliyah's man, which is Ma'a Chodesh to come off from the Metzal. That's our job to do. Right? We weren't there. Adam Ayin Ba'adam, Ba'adamah. We weren't there, so he did the job for us. He sent out the Ma'a Chodesh to do the Tikkun. On what? Only a Chilik of what needs to be done, B'shas Ma'is Bereishis. Those particular, every mule has a watch, has a timer. Each bill has a timer. Has an arm and has a little timer to it. And it comes before it goes tick, 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 tick. Now it's his month to do the tikkun. Ma'aseh Bereishit had a certain amount of biurim that needed to be done. So the Eibushter did it. We weren't there to do it. So the Eibushter came along and did those biurim. But that's only mixer, shabbat mixer, shabbat mixer, so what needs to be done. But every biur has a zman, has a zman, it pops up. It's mechai itself, and it waits for us, Klali Yisrael, to do ma'isim tovim, limud Torah, whatever mitzvah you're doing, that's going to suck in the bil bishato. And if you miss it, then it's going to be done in a different way. That's a different discussion. But that's what he's mentioning over here. Lechem bizman ma'isim breishil hu be'eis tchilas atikun deshem ben alidei shem ze ma'achadosh as a yotzum yishem ma'achadosh shi'u ichad ahu yu maspik lezman ahu של מייסם ברישי ולכן ביו משם השג שהוא בן שהוא איך המקנגל ולא יועץ מן הרוי. That's what we're in the Ariza. What does the Ariza mean again? מה שיוכל לבר?
What is it?
כן שהוא מסיף קודם דלת.
What is it?
It's Shayud. Shayud פרק בית מדור תניונה. So there, what does it mean? שמה שיוכל לבר? מה שיוכל לבר means not that it sort of it should have did more, it didn't do more. Pshat is, it did what it was supposed to do in Gansin, completely, because of that, only those bill were available to Mesakin. Mashi Yochel Levare, whatever the Ma could have Mevare, it did do a bill. But Avada is much, much more. If there wasn't, there's absolutely zero Avodas Hashem. The whole Avodas Hashem is only an Achvarat based on this Musa over here. It's called Aliyas Biron.
So why do you say that there's a time on the Chora? The first Aliyah is Bnes, because we're not Adam, I never said Adam, no? But from now onwards, there's no timer, it depends on the Avodah Sodah.
If
there's a timer, so what do you need
the
Avodah Sodah?
Okay, the Biur are there, and we're given mitzvahs in order to massacre them.
No, so there's no timer.
There is no
time? If there's a timer, if each Biur has its time.
Right, so it pops up, you get a mitzvah, okay, go ahead.
No, it's not time. Timer is time, it's not because of my mitzvah.
No! No, what do you mean? Forget. Each one, it pops up as it is.
Yeah.
Okay? It knows when to pop up.
Yeah.
It's miyuchad. It's waiting there, Meshesh, Meshesh. It comes out, now it's Tavshin, Zayin, Ayin, Gimel, and it's like it's waiting for now. What? It's waiting for now to do a bilu. You get a mitzvah. Look at that. You get a mitzvah, and you're stuck in this bilu.
And if I don't?
Oh, that's a different parasha. I told you, I'm not going to discuss that right now. So it's Chacham says that if you don't do it, you do it with Yisurim. That bill needs to be Mesukin now. Right now, it has, if you wait 1 second, it's not Mesukin. You miss out. That's pshat in time. Every time, why do we have time, B'chalav? Every time it's another bill.
Let's say now, I'm not learning, yeah? I'm learning, yeah? So now there's a bureau, pops up and I'm learning. Now if I'm invited this man, and disregard, there's nothing happened to me and the bureau is done.
All the bureau will be done. Again, if you don't do, if you don't learn all the time, if you don't do the mitzvah of Yondo, if you don't do what's motel alech, I'm not talking about oinus, whatever, I'm talking anything that you have that comes your way and you don't do it, then Rachman Etzlan says Tos Chacham, then it happens out of the Yisurim.
No, but that's nice.
I'm not talking about that. The biur needs to be done bishata. It's done.
It's either mitzvah.
You're gonna have to pay for it later on.
Wow.
It's done. Again.
The point is that at that moment you're either doing, if you're not doing the mitzvah and therefore doing the tikkun, then the, if you're not doing it, then that, sometime later on you're going to have to do something l'mafreya. The yisurim are l'mafreya besakon that. Unless you're saying it's taken as a chov, the biro is a
credit,
credit thing, whatever, and then and the yisurim are later on to pay for it. But I'm not sure. But what you're saying is not.
Again, you have void that is to do this biro.
But you're not ma'ale man when you do the biro. You do, you have void. You're not ma'ale man.
Who says you're not ma'ale man?
So if you're ma'ale man, the man is creating the biro.
No, what do you mean? The biur is not.
I guess man is creating the biur.
What do you mean? The ma'aser biur, the ma'aser biur.
Yeah.
Not the shivrei kelim, right? The shivrei kelim over there.
Yeah. No.
You have to do a ma'aser biur. You have to be maleman, yeah. Right? And that's how you day. That's how you ma'aser tovim.
And therefore, now we'll create the biur.
Well, that's called biur. That's called the ma'aser biur.
Yeah. Maleman won't be a biur.
Right. So it's going to be done by itself. Again, it's behecher each rega.
That's not it. If you don't do it, it will still happen. It will happen without you, but you now have a chov of onish because you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
That's yeah. So you're going to be punished because chelik of the biur is in you.
Should have been in you.
No, it is in you. He has to misakin that chelik has a shaykes. Why is he doing? Why is he has a shaykes to the bill? All the millions of children do the bill in Japan because you have a your neshama has a shaykes to this bill. So therefore, you have to do it. If you don't do it, then you're going to have to misakin yourself in a different way. Okay, it's the gansa. This is more on the kavanah side, right? But what we're saying over here, that pshat over here in the Rav, the lo yochol, he couldn't do mashi yochol, he did ma chodesh misakin mashi yochol levarer, is pshat that he did whatever was moitzel to be done b'shato, because each biwa has a zman meyuchad, that's pshat time. We have seconds and minutes and hours, and every time there's another biwa to be done. Whether we do what we do, avad is doing, because if not, the world went queen b'chalav. Yeah, got the drosha there. But akoparim, that's pshat over there, and that's one pshat, that's one chelik of the biur. Another chelik of the biur is next words in the Ariza is v'shitfu v'chibu imo. So the mar chodesh not only does a ma'ase biur, it also is mishatef and mechabe itself to that biur. Also, part of the kavanah is already nice. This is all. It's all one thing. Kavanah and the limud is all one thing. But that in order to misakin, it's not just misakin, take away the sigim and take the tov away from the ra. You also have to improve the tov. And the way you improve the tov, you shtativ the ma chodesh to the ben, which is the malchias the ben. This is the biruim that broke, the chelik of the zayin tachtonim that broke. You make a new shittuf between the ma and the ben, and that
man the sag, and then you create ben.
Well, no, the sag is ben.
We didn't see ben. Yeah, but
sag is ben. Okay, well, sag is ben. So you shtatev the ma and the ben together, and that makes a new mitzvah altogether. What about? All right. V'az ama b'chines ducha. V'asag naseh b'chines nufeilav. Now this ma'isa of shituf and chibur, shituf chibur, you can medame it to a zocha and a keva. Why is that? Because the ma is giving over to the ben, or give it to the ben called v'asag. is giving over. So the giving over is the pool of zochius, right? It's a mashpia. There's always two forces in the world. There's a mashpia, there's a mekabel. The ma is playing the role of a mashpia. That's why it's called ducha. The sag, which needs the tikkun over here, remember, we're talking about the sag, the sag, and the kud, the sag, and the nekud, where's all the shvila? That's where all the shvila was. That's the bechinas nukva, because it needs to mekabel a tikkun. Vehe liyot, says the Ariza, liyot, cha sag nasin nukva shel ma. Lachein kono at Hashem acher. Now sag is going to change its name. Vuhu shem ben. Shuhu havaya dehahim. Because ben is yudvav dalit, kk, vav, kk. That's the way you spell ben. It changes his name in Gansim, from sag. Veinu nikha ata b'shem sag, ad b'shem ben. Changes his name. It gets a facelift. Yeah, which is difficult to understand. How mechtesa a bechin which is so high called sag, how can it become ben? But I call it, the musuk is over here. Is that what's happening over here? You always have again two koyches, a mashpia and a mekabel. Ma is now playing the mashpia, and sag hagam that is a bigger bechina is playing takir the role of a mekabel. It needs a tikkun. Mm-hmm. Abazoi says Ariza, we're going to change his name. Now you can learn the pshat over here is just a play on erchin. The hain avadet sag, and what we're doing is that just since it's a makabo, we're going to call it a ben. You could learn it out, but that's not pashat pshat. That's what I meant. The tivkai over here is the mefarshim tumul. The Yafishal, the Leshim, the Kerem Shlomo, the Toz Chochem. Tumodir over here, which Ben are we speaking about exactly? Are we talking about the Ben the Ak? Are we talking about the Ben the Bina? Are we talking about the Ben the Sag? Many Bunim that we spoke about a different Ben originally. We talked about the Ben the Ak that went out. Here we're talking about the Ben the Sag, the Sag which becomes Ben. So it's a little Tumod exactly which Ben we speak about, which needs Ashur Bifnei Atzmo. Maybe 3 hours or so. I don't want to move on. This sugya, the Kamashitas, the Yafishah as well, speaks about this. But the Poshut Pshat, maybe we'll just learn, just to learn Poshut Pshat, is that the sag, now is it becoming a mekabel, we're going to give it a Shem Ben. Okay, let's go back to the Inyan Hu. Ki Shem Sag Hu Kolulus Tantum. Now again, we know that everything can be split into Tanta or different Bechinas. Everything which is in the cloud is in the Prada, is in the cloud. Omnam Eilu Shehem Nikudo Shel Sag Belvad. We know that what broke is only the Sag the Sag, or the Nikudis the Sag. Ve'eni Kroim Sag Kemo HaKlal Ki Eino Ela Pchat Ichas Shebe Sag. Right? It's not fair to call Nikudis the Sag or Sag the Sag Sag HaKlali. Because only one Prat is one fourth of the Sag. לכן כאשר זה הפרט שהם נקודס נתחבר אל המה therefore when the נקודס מחבס אל המה נעשה אלא בחינס נוקבה לכן נקרא אדה בשם בן כניסקה. So the Rav Ariz is giving another reason why we're going to call it Ben, because without you're dealing with a ma, in ma you have emistic ma klali which is divided into tanta, the four madrigas. Inside, you don't have that mila. You only have nekudis to say. That's why it has a chisorim that it's only considered to be a nukva. Can play the role of nukva, not zucha. We saw this bechina already originally, though. We saw that zun is higher, has a higher bechina than abba v'ima, and that because the abba is zun got a bechina of chaya, like we saw in the earlier sharia, as opposed to abba v'ima only got the bechina of neshama. Right, the omnam afa pikein behechechushi yesh bechinas mitzchaberes im tamim shelva. Now you can't say that sag that we're discussing over here, that broke, the nekudas the sag, is only nekudas sag, because how can you relate these two bechinas? Ma is coming to mesakin sag. Now if sag is only nekudas, and ma is coming with four bechinas of tanta, how can you have four bechinas of tanta only mesakin one bechina of tanta? Right? There's a problem here. So Elamai, the Rav is going to tell us that even within this bechina of sag to sag, you can mechalek it vayte into tanta. So So even though it's going to be a pchat in the klal, but nevertheless, that pchat is going to be able to misyachas it to the tanta of ma. So read that again. Omnam, af pikei behechech ushiyesh bebchinas mitchaberes in tam shel ma. ובחינה מסחבר את זה מנוקבה נקודה של מה וכן בשער החלוקוס ורודם אם היות כולם יחד בחינס נקודס לבד של סיים because all these בחינס are fine in נקודס הסיים that's how you מייחד או משתתף או מסכן the מהלכה של מסכן with the four בחינס of סיים because you find them there על ידי חיבו של מהאימו ניסקנו עתה אלו נקודות ונעשי נוקבים עליהם again, because the ma is being משפיע on the side, that's what makes it זוכר הנקב רגולנשיפ ולכן נקרא בשם מלוכים מלושם מלכוס להורי כי נעשו בחינס נוקבים על שם מה אלופים the side which is Bechinas Nekeva, and Nuk is always is always in the Bechinas of Patsuf, is always Malchus. That's why we're saying that the Ma is Mechadesh, Mechadesh is coming to Mesakin the Malchus, because Sak has now become a Malchus. Yeah. Now again, the Kasha is, always comes back at the end of the day, how can it be that a lower Bechina is Misakin a high Bechina? How can a Ma, which is lower than Sag, how can it work exactly? How does it work? The Kasha is only Shver if you look in it Be'orich. The Hainu. If you look Be'orich, the Hainu, you're looking at Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben. So you're saying Ma is lower than Sag. Meichit Eskin, a lower Bechina, Misakin, a high Bechina of Sag. But that's only if you look Be'erich Mokum. The Mokum of Sag, that you say is higher than the Mokum Sag. But if you look in a different era of Mashmir Bekabel, that's more Be'oivi. See, each one is on par, upside more Ben. And you're saying that Legabe Mashmir Bekabel, that Ma is a greater Mashmir than the Bekabel Sack. So it's not Shver Bechalal to say that in that Bechina, in that Erech, it can't be Mashmir.
So even with the Be'oivi, that's still a Seder, no?
As I say that, really.
No, but so it's also going in a Aliyah.
What do you mean? You're saying there's always an Orch in the Oivy?
Yeah.
Say that, okay. So we're saying
so
this Erech.
No,
because if you're all Shavu B'Shavu, you don't have the cash of Bechalal. How can a high Bechalal? There's no high Bechalal.
It's not a high Bechalal.
No.
The high Bechalal is working from left to right rather than up and down.
No, everything's the same height. You don't say one's taller than the other. Everybody's the same height. Don't say there's one. There's no kasha.
There's also more colors than that. Okay, so then,
no. No, oivy means everything's shavu b'shavu. That's pshat in oivy. The tikkun is pshat is that everything will happen by oivy. Everything is mashva itself. Everything becomes shavu b'shavu.
What is the problem to have something? Let's say I've got a problem. I'm a melech and I've got a problem in my bathroom. I call a plumber. The plumber will be metaken, he'll be mashpia to me, but I'm still a melech. And the fact that I need, I've got, I'm shavur, yeah. The nekudos are shvurois, so they need help for some. The help could be from a very low place.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way because again, the Rav always tells us that the lowest bechina of the alien is ke'ensof klapei tachton.
Yeah.
And so. Mehechi Teisa, a small bechina, which is bullshit. It's not a map bechalal. You know what I mean? It's like you say, you know, I'm going to get somebody from China to fix my bathroom.
Yeah, but
what do you mean? It's so far away. It's not.
That's very nice. But on the other hand, we say that there is a zivug between sag and av.
Yeah, because sag.
You can't have any zivug.
Yeah, okay, but there's a bit close there because at the end of the day, they're all in the mochins, they're all in the meta type of thing, right? They're a bit closer. Here we're talking about a chodesh bechalal wasn't even there nivla. It was only nivla that did absag. It's not the same thing. So, okay, Vaikta, the nimsa. כי כאשר עולו עוד של נקודות לסג למעלה, right, now we're saying that the oilers, right, they were with the Zayin Malachim, they all went up, עולו מים נוקפים, they went to the מים נוקפים, we spoke about that, the Zayin Malachim, again, the Kedim, the oils, went all the way up, סג דאק, as Yotza or Machodesh, and came down, and we know the new oil, which is Machodesh, came up from the Metzach. ונתחה בעם השבע אורות האלו, and it came out and it was chaber with itself, the chitzonis of the oros, the birer mehem ma sheyoch levarer, again the same lashon, he started repeating himself with the ma'aseh birur and also ma'aseh shituv and also what he could do b'shato. We know what that means because it's only those birur were available to do the birur on. Obizeh na'aseh tikon shel kol atzilus, mizchadosh, that is the ma'aseh tikon in a nutshell. לכן אז תיקון זה לצד צורך עיבור כנזק לאל. If you remember in the previous point, Perek Aleph, we saw a Musa called עיבור. עיבור, the difference is money with the עיבור, the side of the suffix in the Arizal, is a 12 in the Ma'achol, he stupid what he heard from the Arizal, is a 12 month for every Patsuf, or is it 1 month for every Patsuf? The kids, the Musak of עיבור is that, Shuduk HaMashmah is עיבור. עיבור does, Kerem Shalom explained, the Ibul does two things. In the Ibul stage, it does the Ma'aseh Biul, and as well, it does a Chibul between the Vakta Ben and Vakta Ma. That's what we're talking about. We're speaking about the Zayin Malachim. Zayin Malachim, again, we call many names, don't get confused. It's all Elchim. We call it Zayin Malachim, we call it Zah, we call it Vak. Right, since we're talking about the ben, the smallest bechir, we're going to call it vakta ben. So what we determine it is that ma chodesh we call it zubizu. Right, we call it vakta ma. It's coming to misaki the vakta ben.
Right, so vak.
Zay vav ktsavos.
Vav
ktsavos.
Ah.
So these two bechinas, vakta ma and the ben, are joining in the ibo stage. Together with the fact that you did a biul there, shas ibo. Again, you'll see all this in the Kavanas, right? There's always three stages in the Tikkun. There's the Ibul stage, the Yanika stage, and then there's the Zivuk stage, right? So this lower stage is going to do these two Pashto Maises, the Biul, and they're going to do the Chibul. Okay, that's what he means by the Kniskel El, in the Ibul stage. Kavanis Baile El, Kimina Tamim Shalma, Nase Atik Yomim Bechines Aducho. That we know the highest bechina of ma. Remember, we split into ma in different parts of them, atik and arich and abba v'ima v'zun, and this is what we're doing with them. But omna bechina tamim shel ben azeh asher amarnu she'af al pi shebecholam hem nekudos tesag im kol zeh nechlokim hem be'atzmam abba bechina tanta shel shem ben hazeh. והטעמים האלו שיש בשם בן נעשה נוקבה לעתיק. נוקבה לעתיק. Okay? So again, in ma, very simple, without confusing issues, again, he's using two different erechim, and of course, just to confuse us, he's mixing up the erechim. Alright? So he's starting out with a partsufim, the hainu ma, let's split into four partsufim. Ma yuv atik, achampin, avarima, vizum. Okay? You can also split it up in Tanta. Tamim, Nikudos, Tagim, Oishis. Now do the same thing with Ben, which broke. We'll call it the Sag that broke. He changed the name in a minute, but now he's going back to the fact that it's Nikudos the Sag, or Sag the Sag, or Ben the Sag. Now, the Sag the Sag, right? So split that Sag as well, Nikudos Sag, also in four Bechinas. So you have Atik, Achampin of Sag, and you have Abavim of the Sag, and Zun the Sag, and also do a different era called Tanta the Sag. Now the Machelik is the Zohar Sag, is a Zohar Sag, and the Ben is going to be the Nekeva Sag. And now we're going to see a Tikkun, the Hainu, we're going to Mechaber both sides together. So the Atik of Ma is Mechaber itself to the Atik of Nuk. The Arich, the Ma, is Mechaber itself to the Atik, the Ben. Abba v'ima to Abba v'ima and Zun de ma to Zun de ben. Okay? And also you can do the same thing, same erech in tam and tanta on both sides. So I'll just read that again.
It's in an, on the nekuz side you split into four chalakim, not the ganzer side. You picnic only because the sag and
sag the sag.
Yes, sag the sag.
Sag the sag, ma the sag, and bend the sag. The reason why it's not all mentioned here because all the chlal.
Av the sag the sag, ma the sag the sag, ban the sag the sag. Av sag ma ban, the sag the sag.
The sag the sag.
He
sag the sag.
Asher av b'shvi chlal em nekudat the sag only.
Sag
only
sag.
What you need to be
mitaken
is only nekudas
de sag. No, I'm telling you what nekudas de sag means in our era, if you want to call it sag de sag.
Mm-hmm.
There's also ma de sag.
No, but ma de sag is mitukan. The kilku is only in sag de sag.
Okay, the klal is, right? If already high bechina breaks, kosher can do low bechina. That's the way it works, right? So if already sag de sag broke, you have to know there was also shvira in ma de sag and ben de sag.
Yeah, but didn't see that. Yeah,
I'm telling you that.
He's not saying that.
Of course he's saying that.
Yeah, the Chlolom, the Hainu, the Hainu, and each chelek of it would be mizaveg with ma'a chadash, with the chelek shekeneged b'ma'a chadash.
The chelek of the nikud is the sag is mechulik in tanta, right?
Yeah.
In sag the sag, yeah. But adding is there's also the whole parsha of ma'a the sag and ben the sag, also the same for, right? Yeah. So again, let's repeat that line. We're going to finish off. Kavan is ba'al ev ki mina tamim shelma. Nase atik yomim bechinas duchov, right? Atik and also all the other bechinas. V'omnam bechinas tamim shel ben hazeh asher amarnu she'af al pi shebechol mehem nekudas asag. Even though we said, by the way, he said this beforehand, right? Nekudas. That's the way the ma can attach itself. Ma with the tanta can attach itself to the sag. Asag goes on nekudas. That was it. He was also splitting up that nekudas into, yeah, we said this. In kol ze nechlokim hem be'atzma le'ad v'uchim istantar shel shem ben hazeh. Me'atam ima elu sheyesh b'shem ben naseh nukvodati. In the highest bechina of nekudas tesag, which we're going to call abdesag, you want to call it abdesag, we're going to call also atik desag. And that atik is going to mechab itself to the atik dema. V'chein min anuk nekudu shel ma nasi tzaduch de'arech min nekudu shel ben nasi nukva de'arech v'chein ader ze b'shar chelk ha'atzilos kemo shizba b'zad Hashem kol prat v'chab b'mkolam. So when we go into shah atik, we're going to really get labor day when we mamash see the way it splits up and the way the tikkun happens exactly each. It doesn't go as glat as this. See, we're going to see the function is a bit like Davke because it doesn't really go so as glat as this. Atik, ach, achin. You're going to see the different bechinas that will be taken and lost. So like I said, this is Poshu Pshat. This is much more the sales peg. We'll leave it at this. And next time we meet, we'll discuss peg.
Yeah.